Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to DL Uncut. Our next guest is the CEO of the New Georgia Project and the New Georgia Project Action Fund. Please welcome Insay Ufot. Bonjour.
Man.
Bonjour.
Hey, speak American, damn it.
Yes, please, because that's all I got. Comment allez-vous? That's all I can say.
I'm so glad you're a beautiful, bright, educated woman, because with that name, and I had, if that was on a name tag, I would never be able to say that.
Bonjour.
That's crazy.
It's beautiful.
I was born in Nigeria, but yeah. I'm Swat's bred.
Now, yeah, for sure. For sure. Why is Georgia, there have been over 300 voter suppression measures that are voters, that akin to voters, equivalent to voter suppression. Why is Georgia ground zero for, or the poster child for voter suppression?
I think because we don't suffer in silence, one. And so when we see these attacks on our community, you know, we have built an organizing culture where we are leveraging press, the courts, and anyone who will listen to stop it, A. And I also think that B, so people need to understand that Georgia is going to be the first state in the Deep South with a white minority. I mean, you got Texas, you have California, but Georgia is in the Deep South, and it's different because, you know, political scientists and demographers are referring to it as the reversal of the Great Migration.
So people are coming back, right?
Black people, right, are coming.
Well, black and brown people, a lot of brown people. So
yes, but unlike other states, the demographic shifts that are happening in Georgia are being driven by black folks from the North and the Midwest moving back south.
Right. And also job opportunities. And also, it's because they're not coming unless corporations are coming there, too, to employ them, right? It's just that. And one of the things I thought you did was so deft is I've never seen corporations. it's funny because forever the right wanted corporations, enlisted corporations. Some of the things they've been able to accomplish, they accomplished because of corporations. But now they're angry at corporations for saying, hey, that's this is too much. Why are you involved? Because we've always been involved.
That's part of the strategy, right?
Excellent.
Is that we draw a line in the sand. Which side are you on? That they've tried to frame this as a partisan battle or a partisan fight, but this is about democracy. This is about the country that we're trying to build and who gets to say how we spend our money. Mm. And again, black people are not going to be silent, and people of color are not going to be silent, that there's this multiracial, multi-ethnic, multilingual majority that is coming to this country, and it's coming quickly.
Which is usually a bad thing, but now. I've never heard that be a great thing, but okay. What's interesting to me, and what I think, the reason I think that you're the kind of flashpoint for voter suppression is because you won. You won against all odds. It doesn't make a difference if you make a valiant effort. That's been done before. No one's ever won. Like when people say, Biden won Georgia, he won Atlanta. like he did. He won. And I'm not saying he didn't win other places, but without that, he doesn't win. And he won because so many people are coming there with all their ideas. And he won because you all have managed to do something that I've never seen. And I'm not quite sure anybody's seen in modern civilization, but particularly American history, is that the people who were counted off less than, who we were raping and maligning and castigating, formed a way, not like Nat Turner, in a way that we're going to be violent or bellicose, which had his obviously had his merit or had his idea, and I could see a perspective for that. But you went, you know what? We're going to use the rules to win.
I think a lot of that can be contributed to my sister, Stacey Abrams. But beyond that, there is a sophistication that is sort of running through the community organizers and the political organizers that are working here in the South, that voter suppression and Jim Crow and white supremacy have gotten more sophisticated. They sometimes appear race neutral on their face. And there are a bunch of organizers running around Georgia who are meeting that sophistication with sophistication. And that's why, in addition to filing a lawsuit, talking to anybody who will listen to us, you know, we also have out-organized the Chamber of Commerce. We have almost 1,000 CEOs and of the Fortune 500 plus who, again, have picked a side. And it is not with the Chamber of Commerce, that it's with the democracy and with the people.
I love it.
I disagree with one thing you said. I don't think white supremacy is sophisticated. I don't think. I think it's insistent. And I think if you want to see white supremacy versus where you're going, and in a nutshell, or an old way of doing things, and you, watching Senator Kennedy and Stacey Abrams showed you that they underestimate you and are outmatched at the same time. Like, you can't, like, in a gun battle, this dude came with a toothpick. And I think the thing that's interesting to me is to constantly be underestimated and still to perform. But the problem now is, now you're not underestimated. Right. Now it's going to be a fight they meet you with all the things that they have in their availability. So now, all things being equal, and still having this whole backdrop of what's going on, how do you encourage people who saw that they won and saw that it worked, now that the rules are changing, to not get frustrated and go, they always find a way to win?
Right. Well, let me say this in response to your earlier comment, that it's not that white supremacy has gotten more sophisticated. I think it is that the ways that it is expressed in public policy has gotten more sophisticated. So, for example, the anti-voting bill that was passed in Georgia, right? So instead of saying, basically, we don't want black folks to vote, they will limit the number of drop boxes from what we saw in 2020, which was one drop box for every 3,000 to 5,000 voters. And now no county in Georgia can have more than one drop box for every 100,000 voters. So that's a direct attack on Atlanta and Savannah and places where there are millions of Georgia voters who happen to be people of color. And so instead of just straight up saying we don't want niggas to vote, they are again, the race neutral ways that the bills are written. And so it makes you think, like,
I think they've always used tactics like that before, no matter what they call them. They've always used tactics like that before, but only people who are inclined to hear that as neutral don't. There's no neutrality. Either you're for democracy or you're not. It's really simple. Either you're for every person. Really, the clearest way to be able to do it is to say we're going to abolish the Electoral College and everybody can vote and then whatever. But these sleights of hand that are really more naked, they're not even dog whistling, they're straight out barking, so it's not. But I think that my point is really, I was amazed at what, I give you credit, because I don't know that I have ever seen, or that historically anybody has ever seen, what you were able to accomplish. And it is, and so this time, they will not take you for granted. This time, they are going to come in different ways. So this time, it's not just about everybody can get knocked out by the punch that they don't see coming, but they will. And so there is always this fatalism that's associated with us, where we kind of go, oh, well, now we can't win. How do you tell people that all is not lost and that we're going to do things to mitigate what they've done and give them a sense of hope and purpose.
So I will say this. The way that we train our organizers is that you have twice as many ears as you do mouths, and that it is their number one job to listen to folks, because people will tell you what their hopes are, what their fears are for themselves, for their families, and for their communities. And so we work to do what we call issue identification. So like you say, you're an environmental voter, right? You are an education voter. You are a police reform voter. And these are things that clearly are important to you. And we work to connect the act of voting with the change that they want to see. And we take the moment, we take the time to sort of build on the wins, right? That we don't lie about the power of the vote. We don't, you know, frame it as some magic wand. We talk about it as a tool that people can use to bring about the change that they told us they want to see.
Well, what about the people who say that there is no power in voting? Because there are still a lot of those people on social media, especially, who are still saying that, you know, your vote really doesn't count. They're tricking you. That's all, you know, it's brainwashed. Your vote really doesn't mean anything.
I mean, listen, we talk to the woke caucus every day. And what we say is, okay, that's fine. That if voting is not the tool that you want to use to bring about the change that you want to see, what is it, right? Because we believe in direct action. So when folks were out in Atlanta at the CNN Center protesting the murder of George Floyd and then Breonna Taylor, and then
they might as well stay there. They might as well just they should pitch a tent and live there. Yeah.
But
but you know. You are out here. You done made a sign. You done put on your dirty J's just in case they get scuffed. You done wrote your lawyer's number on the back of your hand just in case you get arrested. So you clearly, you came out in the middle of a pandemic to protest. So this obviously matters to you, and I hear you. So if it's not voting, right, what is it that you are willing to do to bring about the change?
You're using the secret weapon, the fucking truth. Who was ready for that? No one's ready for that. But you know what's interesting to me? All those people who are protesting for political relief, because political relief becomes legislation. So you're not just protesting just to protest. You're not hoping for people to have a come to Jesus moment. You're hoping for them to have a legislative moment that results in action. I'll say this to you. I've seen a lot, and I ain't seen much like you. And y'all are wrong niggas to fuck with. I tell you that. I wouldn't want to do it.
Wow.
I mean, I know that I wouldn't want to do it.
Wow.
What a pleasure, darling.
There she is. Insane.
I ain't gonna bet against you.
Earphones. Thank you so much.
I'd be remiss if I didn't get a chance to say that you are by far one of my favorite comedians, one of my favorite thought leaders, and I'm so grateful that you exist out in the world. I have been a fan for a very long time, and I love the idea that there are platforms that can amplify like the stories from the field about what's actually happening and how folks are resisting and pushing back and are organizing and building the country that our families desire to live in. So
you're amazing. And you didn't just do, listen, I've watched people fight. I have my whole life. My father used to say, you ain't got to fight. You ain't got to win, but you got to show up. You fought and won. And that is a very devastating combination. I think I tell jokes for a living. You make lives better. And that's a whole lot. That's a big difference. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to DL Hughley Uncut. Time to find out what you need to know with Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, baby.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
It's been a while.
I love that pink. That's gorgeous.
Thank you. You're looking all sun-kissed and everything.
You know, a little kiss ain't never hurt nobody.
Yeah, well, tell that to Harvey Weinstein.
Okay, don't stop me if you've heard this, but this next year is going to be the most consequential year of our voting lives. Do you hear me? This is it. This is the time in which the fight has to take place with every person on board, on the field, against those that are trying to take our voting rights away from us. Across all the state capitals, with the exception of two states, there are election laws and bills that are now underway. The laws in some places have already been signed. Bills are now being talked about and voted upon, in which they are trying to suppress the vote, especially of brown people, black and brown people. So here's what I want you to know, that tomorrow is Saturday, and I am going to be jumping on a bus with Black Voters Matter in order to get out the vote and to get people to sign up to help fight all of these suppressive efforts. 60 years ago, this year is the celebration or the observation of the Freedom Riders. The Freedom Riders started in May of 1961, before many of us were even here, they wanted to go about and to bring attention to the fact that the laws integrating interstate bus travel were not being enforced, that Black people were not being allowed onto these buses. And as a result of the Freedom Riders, they also started the Voting Rights Initiative. And so that's what we are continuing now. I'm going to be going out with Black Voters Matter Saturday and jumping on the bus in Jackson, Mississippi, going to Birmingham, Alabama, and a week later, and as we travel up the East Coast from the South up to Washington, D.C., we'll
stop. So it's going to take you a week.
It's going to take you 7 days.
Yes.
So why don't you just take, if you want to take 7 days to get from Jackson to D.C., just take American Airlines. That'll be, doesn't have to be.
I mean, your bags won't make it, but clothes matter.
You talked about
we're going to be stopping along the way at all of these various points that have played a part in the South and getting the right to vote, of course. And so by the time we get to Washington, D.C. on the following Saturday, a week from tomorrow, we will be there at 3rd and Constitution Avenue. And there will be rallies along the way, but it will all culminate in this rally in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. And it will be to increase the voter awareness and get those people out to talk to their senators and congresspeople about getting a federal law that will cover all of the nonsense that has gone on in the state capitals, as well as to bring attention to the need for DC statehood. These are really big initiatives in which Black people are being disregarded. They're trying to be canceled and erased. We can't allow this erasure. So we are going out there. Black Voters Matter. All people who are about the right thing of ending the suppression of voting are about the right thing. And I'm going out with Black Voters Matter. And even though I'm all shot up, I got my shots and everything, I'm still going to be wearing this too.
What does that say?
I'm sorry. It says Black Voters Matter.
Oh, I was going to say, it's just that I can't read. So that was
it might be a little difficult. I guess that's why guys come all the way up to me like that in my face.
That's
trying
not
to
why.
Read it.
That's not why. That's not why. That's
stick
not
with
why.
That story, Sybil. Stick that's with that why. Story.
That's not
but
why.
Please, understand, and everybody you talk to, I don't care, you know, if you're talking to the mailman, if you're talking to your bartender, whatever, are you registered to vote? And let's get out there and do something. This is my initiative. This is my purpose right now, you guys, is to get people out to vote and to make sure that those who are in charge in the state capital, especially in the Republican-led states, do not succeed in denying our vote.
Thank you, Doug.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Sybil.
There you go. That's not why they walk up to her. Like
that is not why they walk up to her. I know why they walk up to her, and it ain't that mask.
They're like, wait. Are you cold? No, it's not that. It's not that. I think Sybil's cold.
What?
I'm sorry, Sybil. Thank you, baby.